All righty, let's get on to sports on this Saturday morning. The 8th annual Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament getting underway at this hour at the Cambridge City Park. Now, you can register your team until noon today. Opening ceremonies taking place at this time, and games will also then follow those ceremonies. Games, as we said, taking place on various age groups on dozens of courts located around the park. According to the City Parks Facility Coordinator Jeff Ferguson, over 350 teams have already registered. Preliminary competition for the Hot Shot contest today from 1 until 3 this afternoon at the main court. The finals of the Hot Shot contest and the ever-popular Slam Dunk contest will start about 6 o'clock or so this evening at the main courts at the Cambridge City Park. Powerboats hitting the Ohio River this weekend in Marietta roar on the Ohio. The 2008 World Championship races of Formula 2 and 3 powerboat racing will be held today and tomorrow during the 8th annual Riverfront Roar near the levees in Marietta, Ohio. Nearly 40 racers from all over North America are expected to test their skills on the Ohio River today and tomorrow. Now, opening ceremonies there are slated for noon today. The racing gets underway at about 1 o'clock. There's lots of other community and race-related activities slated all day, as well as fireworks slated for tonight in and around Marietta. Turning to other sports, picking up where she left off after a course record 60, Paula Creamer shot a 6-under 65 yesterday to build a 6-stroke lead in after the second round of the Jamie Farr Owens Corning Classic in Sylvania near Toledo, Ohio. And Will McKenzie fired a 64, and he is midway leader at the John Deere Classic at 13 under par. Kenny Perry is 2 strokes off the lead as he tries for his third win in his last start, 5 starts in the PGA Tour, that all taking place, of course, in Silvis, Illinois. Well, Brett Favre has asked the Packers to release him so that he can return to the NFL with another team after apparently being told that his latest retirement reversal is not welcome news in Green Bay. The 38-year-old Favre retired in March after a 17-year career, but almost immediately began dropping hints that he may be having second thoughts. Turning to Major League ball yards from yesterday, the Cleveland Indians blanked Tampa Bay 5-0, the 11th straight time that the Tribe has beaten the Rays in Cleveland. But despite their longest losing streak of the season, the Rays kept a game-and-a-half lead in the AL East as the Boston Red Sox lost to Baltimore yesterday 7-3. Kyle Loesch limited the Pittsburgh Pirates to 6 hits over 7 shutout innings, and Rick Ankiel and Ryan Ludwig homered as the Cardinals' 6-0 victory over the Pirates. Loesch is one of the National League's biggest first-half pitching surprises with an 11-2 mark thus far in the season. The New York Mets are on their first 7-game winning streak in over 2 years. Damon Easley's home run in the 8th inning was the difference with the Mets' 2-1 victory over Colorado last night. And Philadelphia maintained its game-and-a-half lead over the Mets by nipping Arizona 6-5 in 12 innings on Jason Worth's game-ending RBI single in the 12th inning. In the world of racing, Kyle Busch keeps winning no matter where he races. Busch added yet another Nationwide Series victory by winning the Dollar General 300 at the Chicagoland Speedway yesterday. That's his 11th win on NASCAR's top 2 circuits this year, 6 on the Sprint Cup and 5 on the Nationwide Series. Now, Busch is going for a racing double. He has the pole for the Sprint Cup LifeLock 400 at the Chicagoland track tonight. Helio Castroneves earned the pole for tonight's Firestone Indy 200 at the Nashville Speedway. Castroneves bumped out Danica Patrick from the inside spot by averaging 204.419 miles per hour over the 4 laps of qualifying. Patrick will start in the 2nd spot. It's the 9th time in her career and 2nd time this season that she's going to be starting on the front row.